you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's JIG call on Tuesday, the 3rd of August. We have Edmund Chung, Jane Song, Fahd Bataime, Rafik Damak, Avery Doria, Jung Lee. From staff, we have Christina Nordstrom, Gabi Schittek, Bart Boswinkel, Olaf Nordling, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Terry Davis and Samad Hussein. And if I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Also, just to say that Jung Lee has temporarily disconnected. Over to you, Edmund.
Thank you, Gisela. Again, thank you for joining the call. I sent around a short note just a little while back to the list, just to sort of set the sort of expectation for today. In general, hopefully we could have a sort of open discussion on what the issue, you know, what are the issues we should or perhaps even should not get our hands into on this pretty complex and broad topic of IVN variants. Before I get in there, I just want to say I just want to thank Bart following through with the public comment for the single character IDN TLDs. I see that has been posted. I was just checking it a little while ago that we haven't received any comments yet, but for everyone on the call, please feel free to spread the word. Would be good to know if we missed anything or if we're completely off track on certain items on that particular topic. So maybe or even if we're, you know, we're right on target. So it'll be nice to get some feedback from the community. So please, thank to Bart first, and please do help spread the word. So, as we mentioned the last few times, I think while we are waiting for the public comments to come back from the initial report on the single character IDN TLDs, we'll spend this few meetings on the second topic, which is IDN variants. It seems to be an issue of complexity, so I don't really have a lot prepared at this moment, but I wanted to open up a key aspect, which is really what are the policy considerations that I can and the GNSO and CCNSO essentially should be dealing with. Perhaps just to get things started, here are some of the things that are on my mind. First of all, that perhaps the scope of what we should focus on, understanding that you know, a critical thing about IDN variants is that it seems like it's a somewhat of a moving target, if you will, or something that changes as we understand more issues from different languages. And also it seems like it may differ from, the policies may differ from registry to registry, so from TLD to TLD. But perhaps what the focus of our discussion might provide us with a little bit better focus is to focus on the root zone, because that's really the heart of the that might be the heart of the issue, or something that I can and as a policy body between CCNSO and GNSO is something that we can focus on, because if we venture too far into second level TLD variants, that might especially on a policy aspect, that might become an issue. Another area that I'd like to start off by pointing out, perhaps, is that we do understand that there are plenty of discussion that's I would say ongoing at the technical level as well, about this issue or related issues. I think Avery sent along something to me, and I apologize for sort of forwarding it so late. I did forward it out just probably a few minutes back on some of the discussions that are happening at the IETF. And also I then followed up with a bunch of links that I think are probably relevant material that have been discussed or sort of results of previous discussion on the same or relevant topic. So, and I guess the point is that we probably should continue to keep an eye on all those discussions that's sort of outside of here, but also, you know, try to figure out really what the policy aspect is. I think in Brussels, we heard pretty loud and clear from Tina and maybe others that in terms of the policy, which some, you know, in some regards might set the requirements, quote-unquote requirements for the technical side, you know, it the ball is really on our court between the GNSO and the CCNSO to think about what the policy framework should be at least in the root zone, and from there perhaps the technical bodies can take that as a set of requirements. But I'd like to relate what I just said with the what I said just a few minutes ago, in that understanding once we talk about IDN policies, it's very difficult to distinguish between the policy that's implemented at the second level, but the policy with the policy that's implemented at the top level, the root level. So, you know, we might come back and forth on this issue again, but I'd like to see if it's possible to focus on the root zone and see if we can make more headway, make more progress on that. And then I think another aspect that I think just throwing out a few items to hopefully stimulate some thoughts for discussion is how we could this question has recurringly come back, how we could sort of define an IDN variant. Again, I specifically want to focus on the root zone, how the root zone should treat this issue, and rather than specific policies, but having a framework of what should be considered IDN variants in the root zone, and how we should treat IDN variants in the root zone, and what is it possible to have a general framework that would work for different policies. With that, really, I want to just open it wide up and say, what are some of the things that are in people's mind on this particular issue and what we should include. One more thing, is that I think that the similar process where we would create a document, we would try to create a document that sort of stock-taking all the issues and maybe some preliminary thoughts, and throw it out for comments, and then further work on the issue. So, with that, I sort of want to open it up wide open and say, what is in your mind? What should or even should not this group cover? Jane, did you want to add anything?
Not at this point. I'm still thinking.
Edmund, this is Bart.
Yep.
May I add something in your broad brush picture you just painted? Say in parallel of the work of this working group, the CCNSO has a IDM PDP running. One of the main topics in that PDP, and that will be addressed between now and Cartagena as well, is the whole issue of, and that needs to be addressed, is the management of variants. So, you know, it's and in during the Brussels meeting, there was a session or a workshop on the PDP, and there were some people from the technical community in that room as well. And one of the points we've been waiting on is, say, some guidance from the technical community, because you don't want to develop policy if the technical issues aren't resolved. And we found out, and that just a reaffirmation of what you just said, the technical community is waiting for policy guidelines or guidance to resolve some of the issues and better define it. So we are, we are more or less waiting for each other.
Right. Yeah, this is Aubrey, if I can add something.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I sent, and this follows on to what Bart was just saying, the reason I forwarded that pointed to the document in the IETF DNS extensions working group, which I tend to follow, is the end result of that. So now a requirements document is being written, and I guess it's a collaborative effort between y'all of CNMIC and Suzanne Wolf that's talking about the requirements. The working group is going further on trying to understand the requirements and what they mean in a technical sense, not a policy political sense, because for the IETF to work on it, it don't need to be that. But the reason I thought that this group might be interested in looking at that document and perhaps even commenting on it in one way or another is to make sure that their statement of the requirements does indeed match what the policymakers in ICANN, be it CPNSO, GNSO, you know, SAC, whomever, feel are being taken into account, and that there's, you know, this is kind of like the moment to make sure that the technical community has a viable and correct understanding. Now, of course, that means we have to also understand what it means to us. Is it just a CCNSO requirement? Is it also a GNSO requirement? Is it just an IDN requirement, as some people say? Or you know, is it just a national requirement and not a GRIC? There's been many things said about it. And then is it just, when you get down to it, and this is a question that's being talked about in the IETF, and I don't know that that's a question for this group, is it just an IDN requirement? So once you do these equivalent trees, you know, as the solution to variance, well, to the IETF, that's a general solution that should be usable for many things. So I just wanted to make sure that while they were talking requirements, and we were talking policy, you know, that we saw each other's work. Thanks.
Right, absolutely, Ari. And do I hear correctly that we have a volunteer to help us, you know, keep us, at least this group, updated on the progress there?
If that was a... Of course, I've already started doing it. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to continue following the group in the IETF, no matter what. I'm not an active member of DNS Extension by any means. I was always just a lurker on name droppers before the group started this move to rechartering with this as one of their, with whatever we want to call them, equivalent trees, aliasing, you know, whatever, before they got into it. But, yeah, certainly I'm willing to continue reporting on what's going on.
Right, yeah, and personally, I'm lurking on that list as well. So, yeah, definitely. But it's great to have you help us with it. And I think the suggestion that at perhaps the right time and, you know, under the right context, we should be commenting on that work. I think that's very useful, and I think that's probably a good thing. You know, if we talking about sort of how we approach this, at least in my mind, we would try to compile an initial report again to stocktake all the issues. There should definitely be a section on specifically looking into the works at IETF, and so, yeah, that I think is very useful. I see on my screen that Ram has also joined. I just want to make sure that's...
That's right. I've just been quiet because I didn't want to interrupt the flow of conversation. I joined about a few minutes late, but thanks.
No worries. So, yeah, as I don't know if Ram, you caught most of the opening that I had.
I did.
Mainly, right, okay. So we're just trying to open it up for anybody who have any thoughts on whether some of the things that we should and also some of the things that we should not touch on in this group. And any thoughts, anyone else? Hearing not much. I prepared some notes just trying to, I guess, stimulate some debate, if you will. There have always been a concept whereby that variant sort of policies are so different, it's really impossible to have a superset. But the challenge for the root zone perhaps is precisely that, because we'll have to handle the policies for gTLDs as well as for ccTLDs, and in so doing, we probably, as I can, we should probably also think about some consistency across the sort of continuum. What do people think about the possibility of creating at least a framework of what a policy could look like for the root zone? What I mean by that is that we could ultimately come up with a framework which says, okay, an IDN variant policy should include these elements and these optional elements, and then this is what ICANN and IANA should do when they receive such an application. Is that so impossible to have a framework that's predictable and that can cover most, if not all, languages I should say all languages that at least we know of? Am I being too cryptic? Anyone have any ideas? The reason why I asked this question is obviously that if we can do that, it would be a great goal for this group to be able to create such a monster, if you will, which is a framework or a superset of policy elements such that ICANN can deal with, ICANN and IANA can deal with IDN variants at the TLD level.
Edmund, this is Ram. The only thing that comes to my mind, the only observation I'd like to make is that we're in somewhat new territory here in the sense of impacting how the root zone gets worked on. I don't think there is actually any, as far as I know, any good mechanism that ensures that, let's say, we as a group come together, have consensus, and say this is what should be done. I don't think there is, at best, the folks who manage IANA might take it as advice, but not sure there is any real method to ensure that they do what we ask them to do. It doesn't mean that the work is not valid, but it's just an observation that as I listen to you speak about creating policies for management at the root level, I just think about a lot of the other folks who sometimes exercise a somewhat proprietary perspective about what happens at the root level. I'm not talking only about ICANN here, of course.
Sure. I think that's really good sort of a, I think a, how should I call it, a sober point. I think from the GNSO, looking at the whole new GTLD process, we're quite familiar with the possible difference between policy recommendations and implementation. But nevertheless, I think at least at this point, it seems to me that it's a meaningful attempt or a goal for this group. You know, given that we do have perspectives from the GNSO and CCNSO to try to see if, you know, there's a general framework that might work for ICANN. You know, perhaps for the board to also consider when it's hit with an IDN variant in a TLD situation. We observe the situation with .cn and .tw on the Chinese TLDs, and you know, I would sort of say somewhat in a I think it was handled well, but in a sort of ad hoc version, but it did its job. But over, you know, as we move forward into new GTLDs and also new IDN CCTLDs, you know, if we can really come up with a policy framework that's consistent and predictable, that's probably a worthwhile attempt.
Okay, this is Ram. Yeah, I don't disagree that it's a worthwhile attempt. Simply pointing out the that some of the work might end up, we might do good work and it may get ignored. That's true in general anyway. The other thing, the completely tangential point that I wanted to make was one of the criticisms that has been leveled against the work that policy working groups on IDNs, any kind of IDNs inside of the ICANN area, one of the criticisms they consistently endure is that the people making those decisions are insufficiently aware of the technical limitations and the technical what's possible and what's not possible technically. And so they end up building policy statements that are divorced from reality. So the links that Avri sent and that you sent out along with Avri, I think that's important to get a background on, because the work that Suzanne Wolf is doing in the IETF in the DNS Extensions Working Group, I think that's critical, because it's trying to address this enduring myth of DNAME, BNAME, you know, various technology mechanisms that theoretically, automatically aliased resources on the DNS, but practically speaking, do not do the job in a complete manner. And I think that it's important for us who are participating in this working group to be quite familiar with the technical underpinnings, or to at least have enough group people in the group who are familiar with it. So that when we start moving towards policy discussions, it's balanced by the feasibility of actually doing some of these things.
I think that's a great point. So far, especially from the interactions so far within the group, I think we have a pretty good mix at this point. Perhaps as we go further, I mean, Ram, your presence obviously adds to that as well, and I think it, as we go down, I hope to you know, this is a topic of I would think of great interest, but as we go down the discussion and as we put out some preliminary stuff, we should be able to generate much more interest and participation. I don't expect it to be a very short process on this particular topic. So, actually, Ram, when you mentioned it, a sort of thought came to mind. This is I've been trying to grapple with this concept for quite some time. I'd like to open it up, you know, for other people's thought and comments on, which specifically on technical side and policy side, and you know, whether they're divorced, and what needs to be done. in a very fundamental concept of ID invariance. Here's, you know, a kind of positive statement here. Is it possible to say that we accept that ID invariants are technically and physically different domains, but we would define them as one and the same by policy? Is that in itself an oxymoron?
I'm not going to quibble with the general principle. This is Ram. I think the general principle is about right. The place where we have had grief so many times is because variants are poorly defined, and as a result of that, this well-meaning policy statement, which I would actually support, with a clear definitions attached to it, it gets bastardized or diluted along the way, because what is a variant is yet to be actually decided or accepted universally.
That's a very, very good point, which sort of brings me to another question, again, that on this particular topic that has been debated sort of back and forth. In terms of defining what a variant is, it seems to me that all the words in the world probably would not work. But is it possible to define it by creating a framework and saying, if you fit these things and it is the variant was created based on these few things, then it is a variant, rather than describing what a variant is, to have certain sort of tests, say, do you meet this framework? Is that a better road than trying to just say define a variant and put 10 paragraphs together?
This is Ram. I don't want to monopolize the conversation. My perspective on variance has evolved over time. I'm now at the position where I think a single uniform definition is going to be hard. I think what you're proposing, Edmund, is a more sane way to look at it, where we do it on a major language group by major language group basis, where there is where the empirical examples actually define what treatment is appropriate rather than a one-size-fits-all.
This is Aubrey. Can I ask a question?
Please go ahead.
I think when you're talking about the specifics, that makes lots of sense, but I'm wondering if there aren't a couple of sort of, and perhaps semi-abstract, but a set of conditions that would underlie any of the specific definitions of variant, and that they can't all just be totally isolated definitions that have nothing to do with each other. I think there has to be at least some abstract definition and some set of basic conditions that anything would need to meet to be considered a variant. Otherwise, there's no reason to have a word called variant, I think.
Right, Avery, I think that's sort of precisely what I wanted to say in a rather convoluted way. I think both you and I are trying to find the right words just to make sure we don't distort the discussion, but I think it seems to me that this is a possible direction where we would define a few conditions based on the empirical information that we have and use that as a framework to test whether we should consider this a variant, and if this is a variant, how we should deal with it at ICANN. So with that, perhaps I can add to say that if that seems like an interesting direction, one of the things that I'm actually eager to and would be happy to do is try to compile, some of these basic conditions. And of course, off the top of my head, I have a few. I'll try to just throw it out and get the discussion started here. For me, it seems like a few critical components is the use of a set of tables of characters, and then plus the second one would be a set of algorithms that are consistent, the applied throughout a policy, and then a variant is a result of those of the what is being submitted or applied for, and then based on those tables and algorithms, it comes out with an output. This is a very, very crude framework, but it seems to me that we can probably add a little bit more meat to it. So I just throw this bare bones out to see if there are any comments or thoughts on it. Nope.
I'm sorry. This is Ram. I'm trying to digest what you said, and I think...
So what I'm just trying to throw out is that, can we start at least with a skeleton that says, okay, in order to be a variant, it needs to be something that has a set of tables, a set of algorithms, and you put something as an input in, which is a string, a TLD string in this case, and that out comes a variant string, and that has to be consistent. The same algorithms, the same input would yield the same output based on the tables and the algorithms. Is that a possible starting point for defining a variant?
This is Harvey. This is a very sort of already jumping to a technical definition of it, which is okay. Is there no, prior to that policy statement or policy definition, I don't mean policy statement, but definition from policy language defining a variant? I think that one makes sense in terms of technical, but that doesn't still say anything about its use or its why or its anything. And I'm wondering, does a definition need that as well as, the ability to take something from one table and, bidirectionally move from one table to the other according to some algorithm, which I think is a good, technical, but also doesn't restrict it too much because, other things may do that too. But I think it's good, but I wonder whether we need something else.
This is Ram. I'm not sure the definition that Edmund proposed is sufficient. I think it feels to me like it's a necessary prerequisite for a tight definition of variance, and therefore it's a step in the right direction. But it feels like more is needed because the rule that Edmund suggested could be used rather generically for something that is not a variant, also. And I think we need something that brackets the definition to say so that it specifically applies only to variants. Now, to what you were saying, Avery, about the policy definition of a variant, I think that is the crux of the problem. Different communities consider what is a variant in very different ways. And we have, I think, an interesting choice to make. One is to arrive at a single consistent policy definition of what is a variant, or the other is to say, here is a general framework. These sets of principles, if you will, normally or often constitute a variant, but you know, language communities really have the final say in it. I think we have an interesting fork in the road there to take.
This is Andrea, if I can respond. I think I completely agree with you. I think very often you and I are saying almost the same thing in different words. I think in my case, I would have probably described it as there's a set of attributes that may or may not be included in what one defines as a variant. And yes, the policy decision, I mean, the policy definition does not need to be a unitary, this is a variant for all people, for all times, and all places, but that there's a general set of attributes, not all of which need to be there, but at least some of which need to be there in anything called a variant. And if we come up with that...
I really like that framing of it. Not all are required, but at least one is necessary for a string, for a label to be considered a variant, or TLD label to be considered a variant.
I'm busily trying to jot down some notes. Sorry. It seems like it is a good direction. I hear somebody wants to...
Oh, it was just Olaf. I just wanted to throw in a little statement of support for what Ram said. I think it's rather risky to start using the expression algorithm, because algorithm can be very many things and can convert the string into absolutely anything depending on the algorithm. So I'm not sure whether that's the right choice of expression in the case.
Okay. Thanks, Olaf. I think and I agree with probably using a set of attributes seems to be emerging as a good set of words to try to describe it then. In that case, I think you know the it seems to me that let me restart. When I threw out the original thought, I was trying to see if it is possible to think of it in a way that is quote-unquote technical. Technical in the sense that it's a structured framework where you test things against, rather than trying to create broad statements of trying to define what a variant is or is not. That seems to be something that might work. I think we'll definitely try to create more of these potential attributes, and perhaps that's really one of the things that the devils are in. You know, what set of attributes should or should not be there when considering a variant. And the other thing that might be important, and I jump ahead here, is that once we get to that point, we might want to think about what the types of variants there are and how we define the different types of variants. And if we have a, if in the case we have a superset of the types of variants that we need to handle, then we can actually have a policy recommendation on, you know, for ICANN, especially in the TLD level, at the root zone, this is what we will do with this type of variant, and this is what we would do if this, it is this type of variant. Does that make sense for people? Is that the direction that, that this group should attempt to take?
This is Aubrey. I feel like I'm talking too much. I'm filling too much space.
No, we're all doing that.
I think that's close to what I would think of. I think at this point, we might still be at the point of not this is what we would do, but this is what we believe we need to support this kind of variant. And,
right, okay.
The to-do is still one step further. That's the one that includes what's technically possible, what's possible through management and manual materials. Exactly what we'll do is down the road, but what we need to be able to do, and that might have been what you meant, and I'm just playing with words, in which case I apologize. Thanks.
No, I actually agree. I think, you know, rather than saying what we do, it's really what we'd like to see happen. If this is the type of variant that happens. Okay, so I'm just trying to jot down a number of notes, and when I started out the discussion, I was hoping that I was throwing out these ideas, and really what I'm driving at is the sort of end of the discussion between now and sort of next meeting. I'll try to create a document that addresses a number of these issues, and then in a structure that could then, you know, we can further discuss on it to add. And I agree that the very crude structure that I threw up is still requires a lot of meat on bones. But you know, I think what I'd like to try is to. Well, at least it seems like this is a structure that is possible. Then I'd like to try to put out the skeleton and then keep adding meats on it, and with the understanding that it might not hold ultimately, and we might have to change the structure altogether. But at least to try to put meat on it in the next few meetings, and you know, as we go about this discussion. So that's the idea. And really, with that, I don't the notes that I've prepared to try to stimulate the discussion today is pretty much exhausted. So, and of course, I've done most of the talking. Actually, if Avery or Ram, you mentioned trying to dominate the discussion, but really trying to stimulate more discussion here. But if people, you know. Anyone have any thoughts on other things that we need to include as we go, you know, at least on a base level? Even if you think it's in the details, it might be useful to just bring it up. Jane, did you want to add anything?
No, I'm fine now.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. Well, in that case, I think, you know, we're probably done for today. I think between now, the next meeting is scheduled for actually next week instead of 2 weeks from now. Is that correct? Isla or Bart, do you remember?
Yes, it is. In 2 weeks, there would be a CC and ZO council call at the same time.
Okay.
To have the call next week at this time.
Right. Okay. So Gisela, please please try to send out the reminder and make sure people know that we have shifted it a 1 week ahead of time. So between now and then, I'll
next
try
Tuesday.
To...
Sorry.
Next Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So between now and then, I'll try to summarize some of the things that I've we've talked about today, and I actually don't think I might have an actual document out, but I'll try to draft an email where what the structure of an initial report might look like, and see if you know, get people to start punching holes in it. And in the meantime, I think you know, Avery would be useful if, you know, there are any progress in the ITF side on the issue to bring it up. And Bart, you earlier on you mentioned that the CCPDP, so I sort of assume that you would bring that you know, as that progressed, you would bring those perspectives. Again, I'm actually also on that mailing list, and
I will do it anyway.
But it would be useful, Bart, if you could be the one shepherding it back to us. That would be
useful. Admin. Maybe just a suggestion before going into a structure to move forward is because I know there are a lot of people on the list, but who haven't attended the calls. If someone could identify all the aspects as we did at the start of this call, try to capture that in one document, because I think from that point of starting there, some issues will emerge, and we have, say, a kind of record of the issues emerging before going into, say, identifying specific issues for this working group, because I think this working group will sit in the context, or the output of this working group will be in a certain context which needs to be recorded as well, and if something changes in the context, and that's probably what Avery is referring to as well and what she's doing, we need to revisit it again, but we need to capture that as well.
Yep, that's very well said, and we'll definitely need to keep that in mind and make sure that we capture the sort of essence and the context of the discussion, and also make sure that others in this group are well aware. So
maybe, and as a suggestion, fortunate for me, but I'm on holidays as of tomorrow. But if that could be the starting point and revisit that aspects document next week, and share it on the list, that would be a better starting point before going into a structure for a issues report.
That's actually a good idea. That's very useful, because I was trying to grapple my mind around what I would try to produce to stimulate discussion. I think putting it out in aspects are probably a good idea. I'll try to take a first stab at it, and perhaps myself and Jane will take a look at it, and certainly circulate to everyone, and see if that's something that might work. Again, it might completely fall flat, and we'll have to start over. But you know, this topic, I think we'll need to spend quite some time to try to come around with it. We'd like for it ultimately to be in the new TLD process, obviously, but I don't think we're at the level of the urgency of like the VI working group. I shouldn't say urgency. It is urgent, but we're not under that type of, at least that's not the intent of under that type of timeline. Okay.
Edmund, this is Ram, not to throw a cat among the pigeons, but one of the things that might I wonder whether it would be useful for this working group to think about is, in the absence of clear and specific policy guidelines and advice and that is backed by technical reality, is there a good holding place that we can provide advice to ICANN on? Because if you look at the new GTLD process, it seems to be somewhat uneducated about how to handle and what to do. I mean, it's everything just goes into limbo, and that causes a great deal of stress and uncertainty. And I'm wondering whether it's worthwhile for this working group to consider working on some sort of a holding spot that says, until da-da-da, here is what should be done with variants. I'm not sure if it's already part of a plan, but it feels like that may alleviate some of the extreme stress that is caused in some language communities.
That's a good idea. Ram, it wasn't, I would say, until you spoke of it. I think, at least on my part, from the briefings that Tina provided us, there are lots of activities that staff is working on to address those type of issues. But I think your point is very valid, and I think it's probably a good thing to at least in the interim provide that type of policy advice. What do other people think about that? Avery, Bart, Olaf, Jane.
I'm sorry, this is Avery. My attention had wandered to the Adobe screen of my next meeting, which starts in 4 minutes. So I apologize. I did not.
No worries. So I'll try to take silence as some consent to at least try to come up with a holding position. That Ram mentioned, and that in sort of included in the scope of what we should talk about. That's one of the aspects of the aspects document.
Sounds good. I'm hanging up so I can dial into my next phone call. Bye bye.
Okay, so that's really a wrap. I think I'll thank everyone for joining the call. If there's no other question, comments, thoughts, always can use the mailing list. And we are having another call 1 week from now. And in between, I'll try to generate some sort of a aspect document, and we'll try to use that as the structure of discussion next time. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.